This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. About 500 acres of ecologically significant forest in North Queens will be protected from development by the Nova Scotia Working Woodlands Trust. The property in Pleasant River is the first one bought by the trust. The acquisition represents a significant portion of the organization's goal to protect 400 acres by this spring. Mary Jane Roger is the executive director of the trust.
This is a really exciting step for us, obviously, because it's the first property we've ever purchased, but then also because of kind of some of the unique habitat features and species at risk that exist in North Queens.
Roger says the land is mixed wood forest that's about 35 years old. The group will keep about 100 acres of it wild while using the remaining land as a demonstration woodlot to help teach sustainable forestry practices.
Our organization really has the capacity to help this property achieve its full ecological as well as economic potential. Within our model, we're heavily vested in the working forest aspect, as well as the kind of more traditional conservation aspect. So a portion of this property will be permanently protected.
The property is also significant because it helps the trust get closer to its goal of accessing the carbon offsets market. That will help raise money to cover the long-term costs of protecting and preserving the forest.
Land conservation in itself is an expensive endeavor. It's not, you know, something you have to send someone out to a woodlot every year to make sure it's, you know, there's no cutting over boundary lines or, you know, invasive species or impacts from climate change. So we need to kind of make sure that as an organization, we have the stability to continue to operate into the future, because the nature of what we do is very, very long term.
The trust bought the property from Neil Emino for about $300,000. It partnered with the Mersey Tobiatic Research Institute with funding from Parks Canada and the Southwest Nova Biosphere Region. The Pleasant River plot is next to a 7,400-acre wilderness area that's already protected by the Nova Scotia Nature Trust. The Woodlands Trust says the acquisition enhances an important conservation corridor around Kejimkujik National Park. The land will be protected from development and conventional clear-cutting and will help foster ecological diversity and strengthen wildlife habitat.
We see so many lakes and rivers in Queens County and in Lunenburg County, you know, get subdivided, and you lose a lot of that ecological integrity when people, you know, clear their land all the way to a lake. That's another key component of this property. Is there's quite a significant river frontage along Pleasant River that will remain forested forever.
And the land will still be accessible to the public.
We're hoping that we can, you know, encourage folks to access the property for hiking, snowshoeing, skiing, whatever it might be. I know the ATV community does use it as a thoroughfare as well, which we'd be happy to work with them to continue that access.
Roger says the trust hopes to get its charitable status this year so that it will be more attractive for landowners to sell their properties for protection. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.